This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. Have you ever noticed how the spoken word can have a very real effect on your life? In today's message, the Reverend Steve Kramer tells about some very unique words that God is speaking to us. Stay tuned and listen up, because your life depends on those words.
Listen up, I'm trying to tell you something. Have you ever said that to someone or had someone say it to you? Our writer for today's text says God has spoken to us and he wants us to listen up. It's actually a matter of life and death. Let's pray. Almighty God, we are so grateful for your holy word and the promises it contains for our lives. As we study it together this day, by the power of your Holy Spirit, counsel us. Open our eyes to see those truths that you want us to see. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, for you are our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Our reading for today is taken from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 1. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, God has spoken to us by a Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also created the worlds. He is the reflection of God's glory, and the exact imprint of God's very being, and he sustains all things by his powerful word. When he had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. Here ends our reading.
My Jesus, I love thee, I know thou art mine, for thee all the
Dear friends, have you ever noticed the power of the spoken word in your life? For instance, someone that you really care about says to you one day, "You know, I love you." Wow, that can really lift you up, can't it? Or someone you admire says to you after you've done something, "That was really well done. You should feel good about that." Again, that can send your spirit soaring. Or a friend says to you when you're going through a rough patch, "I believe in you. I'm on your side." And that too can really give you a lift and help you to carry on. In our text for today, the writer of Hebrews points out that God has spoken to us in a very special and unique way, and we need to pay attention and listen to what he has said. A little background on this letter. It was written, according to some Bible scholars anyway, to early Christians that appeared to have been drifting a bit from their faith. They'd gotten rather casual with some of the basics. Sometimes familiarity can cloud a person's vision of what's important. This audience that had had this letter read to them during the worship time had also gone through some rough times. Persecution for their faith by a culture that did not understand them or agree with them, who asked questions like, "Why are you saying only Jesus for salvation?" This might have become a question in their own minds as they went through these rough times of persecution. Maybe we're being a bit too narrow. And they were tempted to soften up the message a little bit in order to fit in with the rest of the culture. Or maybe they wondered to themselves, "Hey, we're on God's side, and what difference has this gospel made? We're still having troubles in life. Is this Jesus thing the real deal or not?" Well, our letter to the Hebrews is this person's response to that situation, to these questions. He draws them a word picture of Jesus to consider and to hang on to in their own time. And it's a valuable picture for you and me as well. He begins his letter by saying, "In the old days, it was through these people called the prophets, like Isaiah and Jeremiah, that God spoke to his people. They spoke judgment, they spoke some grace, but even with all the speaking, the picture of God in the people's minds was a bit sketchy. But in these last days," the writer goes on to say, "he has spoken to us by a son." In these last days, in other words, we're in the last chapter. History is his story. It's headed somewhere. God is in control. "This God has spoken to us by a son." Who is Jesus then, is the first question that he's answering in our passage today. He's the Son of God. He is the heir of God. He describes him in this way. He's the reflection of God's glory. I remember Jesus saying to his disciples at another time, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." Or in John's Gospel, he said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth, and we have beheld his glory." Not only is he the reflection of God's glory, he's the exact imprint of God's being. In those days, an emperor that would come into power would hire someone to make a die or a stamp with his image on it. And then that would be stamped into a soft piece of soft metal or on a wax seal to show the character of the emperor upon it. Jesus has the imprint of God upon his soft flesh. As we look at Jesus, we see the imprint of the Father upon him. And then near the end of this little passage that I read, the writer goes on to say, and Jesus is superior to the angels or to anything else that is out there begging for your allegiance and belief. So who is Jesus? He's the Son of God. He reflects the glory of God. The imprint of God is upon him. Whoever has seen Jesus has seen the Father. And this is what he did for us, he goes on to say. In Jesus, God has spoken to us a word of forgiveness. This is what he did. The writer goes, when he had made purification for our sins, that's what Jesus did for you and for me. At the cross, he made a sacrifice so that we might have forgiveness, so that we might be cleansed. You see, each and every one of us has deep within us a stain referred to as sin. And it rears its ugly head in the way that we sometimes act so self-centered and egotistical and selfishly. But at the cross, Jesus, in some mysterious way, like a sponge, soaked up our stain and took the punishment for our sin, which was keeping us from God, upon himself. What amazing love God has given us in Jesus Christ. Amen? Tim Keller, a pastor that I enjoy reading, one time said, here's the gospel. You're more sinful than you dared believe. You're more loved than you dared hope. Jesus made purification for our sins when he died for us at the cross. And God raised him up on the third day. And what else he did for us is he sustains us, he goes on to say. He carries us along with his powerful word. He is present with us today. That same Jesus who died on the cross rose again and promised his disciples, I am with you always to the end of time. I will not leave you as orphans, but I will come to you. The word sustains carries with it the image of being carried along by something. He carries us along with his powerful word. He's God with us, active in our lives. I recently went to visit a widow, Janine, whose husband of 62 years had passed away before Thanksgiving. I'd gone over to the house to have a prayer with her and a devotion. When I got to the house, she was, of course, waiting for me, and she'd prepared a nice table with treats and coffee, and we sat at the table. I noticed a book sitting there. I said, what are you reading? It was a devotion book with God's Word. She said, this is my daily devotion. I just got done with it. It's what carries me through these days. I was just talking with a younger man today, who's battling with Crohn's for over 30 years, lots of pain in his life. And he pointed out to me in the midst of the conversation that he said, I live by Romans 5, that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope doesn't disappoint us. I'm hanging on to that one, Steve. It's what's carrying him. In Jesus, God has also spoken a word of confidence and hope. It says, he sits at the right hand of the great majesty. In other words, Jesus sits in power. All power and authority has been given to him. He has the last word over this world. We know the ending. Everything is his. God has put all things under his feet, and everything, all of history, is headed towards him. And one day every knee is going to bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. It's all headed towards him, including you and me. Someday we will take our last breath in this old world of ours, but he has prepared a place for us. He said, and he will come and take us to himself, that where he is, we may be also. He's the way and the truth and the life. He's our way of entering God's heaven. That's our hope. That's our confidence for the future. At the end of this little chapter, the writer sums it up in the first verse of the second chapter, where he's going with this. He says, therefore, you know, since I've told you who Jesus is and what he's done for you, therefore we must pay greater attention to what we have heard so that we do not drift away from it. In other words, listen up. God has spoken. Listen up. Don't ignore this word, Jesus. Pay attention to him. When a coach calls a timeout and has his players come off the basketball court, there's a lot of distractions out there. They're excited and pumped up. The adrenaline is flowing. The crowd's cheering and so on. And oftentimes you'll hear the coach say to his players, listen up, and get them into a huddle and then give them direction on how they're going to take this game home and win it. Follow what I'm saying and we're going to take this game, the coach says. Listen up to me. And that's what God seems to be saying to us today through the writing in Hebrews. He points us to Jesus and he says, listen up. God has spoken a word to you. Back in 1998, there was a man named Bob Cooperschmidt who was in a plane with his friend who was the pilot, 52-year-old Wesley Sickle. Cooperschmidt was, I believe, 81 years old. Sickle was giving him a little ride from Indianapolis to Muncie, Indiana. When Cooperschmidt turned and said something to Sickle partway through the flight, he was surprised to find his friend slumped over the controls, dead. He quickly grabbed the microphone from the radio and pushed his friend away and tried to grab at the steering mechanism and cried for help. Fortunately, there were two pilots that were up in the air nearby who came to try to assist him in flying that plane. He'd never flown a plane before. They began to coach him a little bit on how to keep it straight and how to keep it from nosediving, and then eventually they got to trying to teach him a little bit about how to land that plane, get it safely home. After three times around the airstrip at Mount Comfort, they finally said, it's time to go for it. And down he went. The nose of the plane hit the runway and bounced a few times, and then the rear end came down and bounced, and there's an ambulance and fire trucks were waiting along the strip, waiting for this disaster to happen. But to their surprise, the plane skidded to a halt a little bit off the runway near the end on a patch of green grass, and Cooperschmidt emerged from it, not hurt, not a scratch on him. He was safely home. You know, I imagine that Bob Cooperschmidt listened to every word those pilots shared with him as if his life depended on it, because it did, and they got him safely home. My dear brothers and sisters, your God who loves you, who created you and wants a relationship with you, wants to get you home safely. He has spoken a word, Jesus Christ. Pay attention. Listen up. Put it to work as if your life depended on it, because it does. Listen up. God has spoken. It's the word of life, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Lord, now indeed I find thy power in thine alone can change the leper spots and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all, all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow.
Let's pray. Gracious Father, we thank you and praise you for speaking to us that most precious word of all, Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, to keep that wonderful name continually in our hearts and in our minds. Lord, help us to remember to call upon that name as we face every situation in our lives. May he be our guide and our friend, our hope and our confidence from this day forward. In his precious name we pray. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Steve Kramer has been our speaker today. We're thankful for your prayerful and financial support because it enables us to help spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Your efforts enable us to buy time on 21 radio stations in 9 states across the country and worldwide on the internet. Please send your gifts to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Christian Crusaders publishes a quarterly newsletter called The Crusader. This publication contains a special article written by Reverend Larson, as well as other interesting information concerning Christian Crusaders. The theme of the upcoming issue is commitment. To receive this special mailing, simply call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. CDs and printed copies of today's service are also available. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, you can call 277-0924. Or you may visit us anytime on the internet at christiancrusaders.org. Conducting the service today was the Reverend Steve Kramer, Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota, and Associate Speaker on Christian Crusaders, now in its 76th year of broadcasting biblical truth.